Not necessarily. Not necessarily, but very likely, isn't it, Detective? It's likely. And of course, in a stabbing, the attacker has to stand quite close to the victim, within arm's length, obviously. Yes. Where it would be impossible to avoid the spray. I didn't use the word spray. Where it would be impossible to avoid the cast-off blood. I can't say that for sure. And the description of Jacob with blood on him as he arrived at school that morning. You heard this from his friend Derek Yu, isn't that right? Yes. And what Derek Yu described was that Jacob had some small amounts of blood on his right hand, isn't that right? Yes. None on his clothes? No. None on his face or anywhere else on his body? No. On his shoes? No. All of which is perfectly consistent with the explanation Jacob gave his friend Derek Yu, isn't it? That he discovered the body after the attack and then he touched it with his right hand? It is consistent, yes, but not the only possible explanation. And of course, Jacob did go to school that morning. Yes. He was in school just minutes after the murder, we know that, right? Yes. When does school start at the McCormick? 8:35. And when was the time of the murder, according to the ME, if you know? Sometime between 8 and 8:30. But Jacob was in his seat in school at 8:35, with no blood on him at all. Yes. And if I were to suggest to you, hypothetically, that the story Jacob wrote that impressed you so much, that you described as virtually a written confession, if I were to show you evidence that Jacob did not make up the facts in that story, that all the details in the story were already well known among the students at the McCormick School, would that affect your thinking about how important it was as evidence? Yes. Yes, of course. Duffy looked at him poker-faced. His job here was to say as little as possible, to pare away every extra word. Volunteering details could only help the defense. Now, on this question of Andy Barber's role in the investigation, are you suggesting that your friend Andy did anything wrong or inappropriate here? No. Can you point to any errors or suspicious decisions he made? No. Anything you questioned then or now? No. There was some mention of this man Leonard Patz. Even knowing what we know now, does it seem inappropriate to you that Patz was once considered a legitimate suspect? No. No, because in the early stages of an investigation, you pursue every reasonable lead. You cast your net as wide as possible, isn't that right? Yes. In fact, if I told you that Andy Barber still believes that Patz was the real killer in this case, would that surprise you, Lieutenant?